Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
Hundreds of homeowners fear they're going to be left out of pocket after a state scheme to help people retrofit their homes was suspended. Grants of up to €60,000 were available from the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland to allow house owners improve insulation and energy efficiency. But more than 300 homeowners will not now receive that funding as the Deep Retrofit pilot scheme has run out of money. Contractors are fearing that they're going to have to cut jobs. Opposition TDs claim the government didn't close the scheme in a timely manner for political reasons. The government, for its part, insists a better scheme will eventually follow. Our reporter Barry Lenehan has more on this story. Remind us a little bit more about this scheme and what it was all about.
Yeah, launched in 2017 by the Department of Communications, Climate Action and Environment, the Deep Retrofit pilot scheme offered grants of up to €60,000 from the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland to help people retrofit their homes to improve insulation and energy efficiency for the entire property. Now, under the scheme, homeowners could claim more than 50% of the costs of a deep retrofit of an older home, which could cost well over €100,000. Energy retrofits, a key plank of the government's climate change policies. The state must retrofit 500,000 houses by 2030 to meet our climate targets. Now, 120 homes were retrofitted in 2017, another 139 in 2018, with almost 5 million paid in grants out last year. However, growing popularity for the scheme this year, more than 300 applications for the Deep Retrofit pilot scheme this year before a deadline of July 19th.
And then word yesterday, Barry, that the pilot scheme is now over.
Tom Halpin, he's the head of communications with the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland, and he said the Deep Pilot Retrofit Scheme had a total budget of €21 million. But he told Audrey Carville on Morning Ireland this morning how in quarter two of this year, this budget was starting to run dry.
The scheme had a total budget allocated of €21 million to extend across the pilot in the achievement of its objectives.
And when did the money run out?
That money was committed earlier in the year, but there would always be some degree of fallout where projects which had been grant offered would decide that they weren't proceeding. So it's never 100% possible to say that the money is 100% committed.
But how much earlier in the year was it committed? Did it run out?
Well, during quarter two, it became apparent that we were likely to exceed the level of budget available and therefore may not have been able to commit to all of the projects.
Tom Halpin there on Morning Ireland. Barry, what are homeowners saying about this?
So the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland says more than 350 properties were given grants since this scheme was established. However, more than 300 homeowners could now be left disappointed and out of pocket to the tune of tens of thousands of euro because of yesterday's announcement. These are homeowners who have an application in at the moment. The SEAI says the scheme strictly stated no work should commence on a property before a letter of grant offer was received. However, at the same time, retrofit works had to be completed by October in order to qualify for the grant.
Not started, completed.
Completed by the middle of October, plus get your energy efficiency rating in there as well and have all that ready by the end of October. And homeowners plus contractors, they say there were significant delays in processing these grants in recent weeks, so they felt necessary to proceed, thinking the grant would come in order to catch that deadline I mentioned. And also included in the costs were €2,000 per home in application costs and also tens of thousands more in stripping a property. Now, Siobhan Tuhig lives at the Tipperary Limerick border. She's had to move in with her husband's parents with her newborn baby because she's waiting her property to have the retrofitted works complete, and her family could be out of tune to €40,000.
Our application was finally completed in April and submitted with a group, but it's a group scheme, the Deep Retrofit, in the start of May. The issue with our house was it was a big project. It was bringing us considerable energy needs, but we were also doing renovation works and an extension as well. And the big thing with the deep retrofit was you had to have the house completed by mid-October to get the grant back. So our energy agency were obviously nervous, as were we, and we were encouraged to start the process because we, you know, were deemed a suitable house. They've always gotten the money back before. They felt the application would take the standard 4 to 6 weeks to go through. So we started our work anyway in the middle of May. And then come the end of July was the first contact that we had with them that there was still a delay with their application and hadn't been processed. And I suppose this was the first red flag that appeared. And then yesterday we found out via news media of that the grant was being cancelled and that we will be out of considerable amount of money that was budgeted for this build to happen.
How much are we talking?
We are estimating about 40,000. We, you know, borrowed money to obviously from the bank for the renovation of the house, but we've also from other sources and things just to get this. We got a letter from the Tipperary Energy Agency to support our application for our mortgage, stating that, yes, you know, we are going for this grant. We're estimated to get about 40,000 back if we meet the requirements.
But you never received your letter of grant offer, did you?
No, we didn't.
The SEIA is saying today that no work should have commenced before that letter was received. Is that not a fair point?
It is a fair point, but that wasn't said to us. You know, I mean, was the big stress from our point of view was this build was, we have a big project, we need to meet this deadline. We need to meet the deadline of October. You know, that was the major stress on our case. Mm.
And as far as you were concerned, getting the grant funding was looking pretty good and pretty certain, a penalty kick.
A penalty kick in May. If you asked me in July, at the end of July, I was nervous. And the build is continuing. You know, we've committed this build. I mean, we have moved out of the house. The blocks are being laid for our extension as I speak. Our plumber is engaged. Our plans, all our technical drawings are around this, you know, heat pump system. Solar panels may have to come off the house for cost effective, but we need to sit down with our engineers and see what we can come up with. At the end of the day, it's going to come down to finances. But ultimately, I blame government. This is, you know, the era that we should be promoting climate change and removing fossil fuels, this oil burner that was in my house, introducing sustainable energy, and this is a huge step back for climate change if this isn't happening.
That's Siobhan Tuhig in Limerick. It's worth pointing out, Mary, that since you mentioned we were doing this story at 4:30, we've had a significant volume of people with similar stories to Siobhan who have applied for a grant under the Deep Retrofit Pilot Scheme. And another such story is Noel Flannery. He bought a new house for he and his partner in Limerick, a house built in the 1970s, supposed, he said, to be a dream home, but now it lay idle, stripped, a shell of a property, awaiting works as he spends money on rent nearby.
So we started the process, the application process in February. Now that involved, you know, BR ratings, you have to have surveyors on site, you need to consult with the service provider and the contractor that would actually do the work. So there's quite a lot of effort involved, and obviously there's some financial input as well required to even enter the process. So this isn't a thing that you can fill out an application form and you send it off. There's a lot of work required to vet out the works and arrive at what finance is needed to bring the house up to the A rating required by the retrofit scheme. The application was submitted at the beginning of April. At that time, we were told that generally answers come back within, you know, 4 to 6 weeks, a timely manner, let's say. At this point, I was obviously hopeful. I was in terms of that. We were told that the candidate, our house or property, was an ideal candidate for the scheme. Over the past 4 months, now we've been waiting until, of course, the announcement yesterday of the cancellation of the scheme or the discontinuation of the application. We were basically prepping the house. So I spent the last 4 months stripping the inside and getting everything ready to actually start retrofitting the house and adding all the new elements back into it.
So what sort of a house are you left with at the moment?
Well, at this point, unfortunately, it's what you probably consider a shell, really. It's not habitable. And in fact, we were hoping to be moving into this house the end of September, bearing in mind the pace at which you know, building work progresses and the amount of work that I have to do, highly unlikely will be in the property before Christmas, if not sometime early next year, you know.
And works had to be completed by October in order to qualify for the grant. Did that have a bearing in your decision to move to strip the property?
Yeah, so I suppose I was trying to make sure that when the green light was given, that we were ready to, you know, pull the trigger and get in there and start doing the works immediately. I didn't want to be in a situation where we spent four weeks or whatever stripping the house and then we were leaving ourselves short on the deadline.
Now, the SEIA say that no work should have commenced before a letter of grant offer was received. You didn't receive a letter, so perhaps should you have actually started stripping the property and doing all the work that you did?
The argument could be there that maybe I should have waited, but there was no indication given from day one that there would be any problem with the applications, and certainly not that there would be a four-month delay in being told whether or not we would get the grant.
What are you going to do now?
That's a good question. I don't know. We have to literally go back to the drawing board as regards the specification and the scope of the work. Over a four-month period, when they should have stopped taking applications, they continue to lead people on.
Now, I'll speak to Alan Kelly, Labour TD, and Fine Gael Senator Tim Lombard as well. Before you go, Barry, what is being said politically about this?
Well, DriveTime understands that the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland sought additional funding from the Department of Communications for this scheme, which was reportedly to the tune of over €19 million over budget due to the popularity that we mentioned earlier on, and that a timely decision on closing applications may have been delayed for political reasons. That's what a source with a deep knowledge of the scheme are saying this evening. Others politically are pointing to the former CEO of the SEAI, Jim Gannon, before the Oireachtas Communications Oireachtas Committee on Climate Change at the 10th of July, saying that this scheme was still open for business. The Department of Communications, for its part, says that the scheme will be evaluated and that a new scheme may be up and running in the near future.
Barry Lenehan, thank you very much. We're going to continue this discussion now with Labour TD Alan Kelly and Fine Gael Senator Tim Lombard here in studio. What would you say to somebody like Siobhan out of pocket, to Conor Murphy, who was on Morning Ireland this morning? Significant work underway, significantly out of pocket. Siobhan blames the government for this mess. And Noel Flannery, as you heard there. What do you say to all of them?
I suppose when the scheme was announced, it was now 2017, and it's basically a pilot scheme that involves literally 500 properties, different mixes of properties, from two beds to three beds to one soft rural housing, all the way to your Georgian house, to see the right way that we can move forward to retrofit houses. The scheme ran on the idea of gathering information so we can put a proper scheme in place, and that's what a task force is going to be put in place this year, to evaluate the actual information. Regarding the people that started work and didn't actually have the letter of offer, like, you take most of the applications through the state, whether it's agricultural applications like TAMS, whether it is your local authority application for housing grants for the elderly, none of them can happen unless you get a letter of offer.
So is it tough luck then?
No, I think it's very unfortunate. But on the
it's
other,
more than unfortunate, it's incredibly expensive.
Absolutely, but when you look at the actual bottom line, when it says you need the letter of offer, you need the approval, would you buy a house without approval from the actual mortgage company? You wouldn't, really, regarding getting that approval on the bottom line itself. So it is, you know, it must be deeply distressing for these people, and I can see where they're coming from. But when you actually look at what the scheme was set out to do, it was set out to gather information and to actually deliver on the ground.
And Alan Kelly, they didn't wait for the letter clarifying that they had their grant offer.
Mary, this is a very deeply cynical move. They have misled the public, and I believe they're continuing to do so. And we know that there were assurances being given by the SEAI and by the contractors to the families affected. And the one thing which points out how cynical this is that you had the chair of, or the CEO of SEAI in front of a committee in July saying that this was still open for applications. Yet, obviously, there's correspondence between the SEAI and conversations with the department about the funding here. It was quite obvious that the funding was coming to a max.
Do you want to address the point, though, that the people we spoke to, they didn't get that letter?
They were given assurances.
Grant offer.
They were given assurances from the contractors and the SEAI based on all previous experience. Now, let me point out this. If those conversations And obviously communications are going on between the SEAI and the department, which, by the way, will come out to the public. It will come out now through the parliamentary process in the coming months. Why then was the decision made somewhere, not to feed down the line, that they should stop? And why were applications being taken up to the middle of July? And you pointed it out yourself, Mary, as a very important point, for a process whereby all the work had to be done in October. Now, in all of this, how could you actually manage to do that work by October without starting the process? It is physically impossible. And another thing which the Senator isn't acknowledging here, we have a whole range of schemes coming out into the future in relation to retrofitting, hopefully, because it is one of the highest areas in relation to CO2 emissions. But this is a huge, huge dent in confidence in relation to this whole area. There will be hundreds and hundreds of jobs, including those in West Cork, which will be lost because of this.
Okay, I want
because
to go back to Tim Lombard, Alan Kelly.
They're not going to invest to the level required now because the government are after knocking the confidence out of this whole area.
I'll come back to you again, but do you want to address the points raised by Alan Kelly there?
I think when you look at the actual scheme, it set out a profile of trying to gather information. Alan Kelly now, and Ferris as a member of the Oireachtas Climate Action Committee, we were a winter retrofit process. No, we spoke about... I was there when that evidence was given about July.
Yeah.
And it was very clear that when you have approved applicants, some of them don't go through the system for whatever reason itself. So even though you
but
might
have... But
they
were still looking for applications in July. The scheme was out of money.
But the scheme, if it was a small project, it still could be finished by October. So it doesn't mean that you have a multiple project. But the other issue regarding the money, I think realistically, this if there was a major project that you needed to do, like if you were going to apply, you'd apply in 17 or 18 to do that project all the way through. Like coming in July and applying for a major project with a closing date, and it says it's time restricted.
But they were looking for applications and they were looking for more money, it now appears. The 21 million was shot. They wanted another 19 million. Because why would the department not provide more money at that stage?
Because
all the resources and action are towards retrofitting and addressing climate
because
action.
Because the action plan that was published by the minister set out a new profile of how we're going to achieve these targets by getting 500,000 houses done in the next 10 years. And that involves a different way of doing it, grouping houses together, doing different towns at the same time, also how are you going to fund it and the funding model.
But it does appear, Tim Lombard, that the people caught in this trap now, they were kind of collateral damage, fallout.
I think the people who are caught in this trap, if they started the works without a letter of approval, I think they were misformed. I don't think Sustainable Energy Ireland misinformed them. I can be corrected on that, on the record. But my understanding here is there's nobody gave approval for any grant or for anything unless it was in writing.
Alan Kelly?
Deeply cynical. I mean, it's laughable what Tim is saying there. If small projects could have come forward, they could have been finished by October. That's just a laugh. There was over 10 million in the other applications, at least. We know that they were debating about 19 million. So there was over 10 million. So the idea that just small projects could come through, this is deeply embarrassing for the government. 10.5 million would probably sort this out. The government should just honour these commitments now, right? And they should bring forward proper schemes in the future and streamline this process. But most importantly, to those families, and I've spoken to a lot of them today, to those families affected, the government should honour this, because if they don't honour it, this will dent confidence into the future in an area where we need a huge amount of work. And also, there's going to be hundreds of jobs lost, and there's going to be expertise that is going to leave this sector and will not come back into this sector because of the way in which the government have handled it.
Those points to numbered, as well as that, the government target, you want to retrofit 500,000 more homes by 2030.
Yes.
There's no scheme now to incentivise
so
deep
what's
retrofit.
What's going to happen here, the task force is going to be set in place in the next few months, taking the information we've gathered from this pilot scheme, and that's why this pilot scheme is so important.
And do you think people will trust a scheme now?
I think the actual uptake will be there. The people want this scheme, but they want it to be affordable and they also want it to be delivered. The model that we're going to do it is totally different to what's proposed by this pilot scheme. This pilot scheme had nothing to do about how we're going to finance it, how we're going to get houses in one location working together. This was only an information gathering idea, so we can see how we can get a cross-section of properties and how we can get the best way to deliver.
Alan Kelly, very briefly, when do you believe the government knew this scheme was out of cash?
Look, as a former minister, any department on top of their budgets will be well aware of this. I would expect at least by February and March. 2 points, very quick points. I believe this is a cynical exercise, and I believe this wasn't put forward and dealt with before the local elections for political purposes. I believe everyone knows that now. The second thing here is this. 10.5 million in the overall scheme of things, while a significant budget isn't unachievable, it can be found.
Right. It's not an awful lot of money, 10.5 million to numbered, to sort these people out.
I agree, Sala, but on the other side, this wasn't about actually retrofitting houses, it's about gathering information. And that's exactly what it is.
I don't think the people who applied for these loans knew you were gathering information.
Well,
they thought you were giving them money to retrofit their homes.
And they said pilot scheme. And the idea about pilot scheme is gathering the information so we can have the big scheme of the 500,000 houses.
Okay, we have to leave it there. I'm sorry, Alan Kelly. I have to leave it there. Alan Kelly, Senator Tim Lombard, thank you both very much.